Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Ah, welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, during these hot days, I hope that you're staying cool somehow. I know I've got a glass of water, lots of ice, lots of ice. I love ice. And so I actually went to Starbucks and said, could I get a grande mug full of ice? And she said, sure. And I said, I'm willing to pay for it. And she says, oh, no, I can get that for you. And so I have a wonderful cup of ice water. Oh, it's so good. In the summertime, isn't it wonderful? I mean, you can drink your sodas. I don't know what you like, or your sugary drinks or your energy things. But when it comes down, when I come in from working in the yard, the best thing for me is water. Water, H2O. 2 molecules of hydrogen and 1 of oxygen. Go figure these gases, that when you combine these gases, they result in water. Isn't God good? Oh, he is so marvelous. Each of us has a unique song within us, a tune no one else can play, a melody composed by God for all to enjoy. So play on, my friends, play on. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And you can go to freedomstreet.org, click on resources, and listen to any radio show. Rachel and I post the programs every day, and so we want you to know that they are up to date, and Rachel is so good about just keeping them up on the website. God bless you, Rachel. Wow, she has a whole lot on her plate, and yet she just finds time for every little thing. Oh, it's so good. Discipline is a wonderful thing that God has given to us. And organization. Oh, my goodness. Organization. Oh, and she goes thumbs up again. Oh, yes, organization, post-it notes. I know. That is so good. Yeah, the guy who, or the woman who, I think it was a guy who invented post-it notes. I mean, they're billionaires. A tiny, simple little thing. Don't think you've got to get something big or think about something big. Tiny little things that will make it more convenient for people are the ones that make the millions of dollars. So I just bless you in the mighty name of Jesus to put into play something that is simple that you have got. And you might get a copyright for it. Wow, that would be just great. You can listen to Call to Freedom at 670KLTT.com/Call to Freedom and get right into Crawford Media Group. And that is live streaming. Also, you can go to the freedomstreet.org website. You can also stay in touch with me by emailing me at Barbara@freedomstreet.org. Barbara@freedomstreet.org. And if you'd like to, Kimberly will come back one of these days. She's still on her retreat. She loves it so much. She's on this retreat. It's like the 120 in the upper room. So you can email her at Kimberly@freedomstreet.org. Such a blessing. Such a blessing to be in touch with one another. I am so grateful for that. Our memory verse for this week is 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace, the peace of his kingdom, at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances and conditions, whatever comes. The Lord be with you all. And then the Passion, 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord himself, the Lord of peace, pour into you his peace in every circumstance and in every possible way. The Lord's tangible presence be with you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Now, I love what my little devotional here on the desk said. Each one of us has a unique song within us. a tune no one else can play until we get it out to our friends and the public. And I'm so glad people like Dallas Holm and Twyla Paris and some of these wonderful composers today are getting their songs out so we can listen to them online. But I remember about 20 years ago, the Lord gave me this melody to 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you all. And that's what I want Rachel to play right now, a song that God gave me about 20 years ago. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Praying that for you today. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, my friend. That's what I desire for you. I really do. And I'm so grateful that God gives us the music and the words. I'm going to say this. It's on my desk here again in the studio. Each of us has a unique song within us, a tune no one else can play, a melody composed by God for all to enjoy. So play on, my friend, play on. We are in the book of Colossians, where Jesus is described as the perfect authority reigning over the earth. And we don't see that right now, but the knowledge of the glory of God is going to reign over all the earth. One of these days we're going to see it manifested. And then we ended yesterday's program with Matthew 24. Jesus gives encouragement about the last days, and he also warns against taking offense. Now, growing cold in faith and leaving the precious presence of God, That's when we take offense and we hang on to it and it festers and it broils. I want to talk a little bit more today about that. In Matthew 24, he says, "See to it that you are not frightened or troubled, for this must take place, but the end is not yet." The only way you can stand not frightened or troubled is when you know Jesus. As Paul said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him, intimately know him. He's our safety net, friend, the one we hold on to when the going gets hard. He's the one who Paul is writing about in Colossians. And then there'll be many who will be offended and repelled and will begin to distrust and desert him whom they ought to trust and obey. When I accepted Jesus as my Savior, and I'm sure many of you feel this way, I wanted to please him. I just wanted to please him in every way. And there are some people, they just go on their own way. They say the prayer, and then they go on their own way. Well, there's going to be a long road for them. I believe that Jesus is so ready to accept you. But some of us, some of you, turn aside and they don't obey and trust the Lord. The one who would give them the answer, they will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. We're seeing that today. We're seeing that there are a certain segment of people in the United States that want to overturn the they say they are obeying the Constitution, but they want to do away with the Constitution. They want to do away with the presidency. They want to do away with Congress. And what's left? A shell of a country and riots. I truly believe that if that ever would come to be, it would be anarchy and riots. Hebrews 12, verse 14 says, "In every relationship, be swift to choose peace over competition or offense," I would say, "and run swiftly toward holiness, for those who are not holy will not see God. Watch over each other to make sure that no one misses the revelation of God's grace, and make sure no one lives with a root of bitterness sprouting within them, which will only cause trouble and poison the hearts of many." Now, Esau, we're going to talk about Esau here. Esau traded away his rights as the firstborn for a simple meal. He said, "I'm going to starve. I'm going to starve if I don't get to eat." Well, food was more important to him. Filling his stomach was more important to him than being the firstborn and the heir of his father's estate. And we must be careful of that, because the root of bitterness, I believe, comes from offense. You keep an offense. You haven't forgiven. You haven't really forgiven. You get embroiled when you think of that person that hurt you. And friend, it's not going to work out for you. We've got to put our hands out, hands and down, and let it go. Just let it go. Put your hands out and down and let it go. Be careful that no one among you, we're reading from Hebrews 12, lives in immorality. I'm saying immorality, not immortality. We're going to get, you know, that immortality. One of these days, all of us are going to meet immortality. But he says here, the author of Hebrews says, "Be careful that no one among you lives in immorality, becoming careless about God's blessings." Oh, did you just throw off God's blessings? If God does something absolutely marvelous for you, oh, thank you, God, and you go on your way to another crisis? No, we've got to take a moment. Thank God, praise him for what he's done for us. And do not become careless about God's blessings, like Esau, who traded away his rights as the firstborn for a simple meal. Remember when Jacob came back after 20 years of being away from home, and he was afraid that Esau was still in a revenge kind of mode, wanting to get even. And Esau met him and hugged him. No, Esau had forgotten about it. God had blessed him in his own way. He turned away, and even though he begged for it with bitter tears at this point where he forsook his rights as the firstborn, it was too late then to repent. Now, I'm going to say this, that when Esau died, if he hadn't gotten things right with God, I believe that when Jesus went to hell during those 3 days after he was crucified and buried, I believe Esau came to know the Lord Jesus as his Savior. I really do. I'm just saying, all these people from the Old Testament, I mean, they were running to Jesus when he was down in hell, and they came to know him personally. You really believe that? Oh, yes, I do. Biblical immorality is broadly defined as any conduct that deviates from the moral laws and principles established by God, reflecting a failure to live in holiness and righteousness. Why wouldn't you want to live in holiness? Well, I can't achieve holiness, and I can't achieve righteousness. Then you have the wrong concept of righteousness, because in 1 Corinthians 1:30, it says, in Jesus we have redemption and righteousness. Jesus is our redemption, and he covers us with his redemption and his righteousness. So when we accept Jesus Christ, we want to live like he lived. We want to live a holy life. It includes not only, now this, getting away from him and deviating from the moral laws that God set for us. It includes not only sexual sins such as adultery, fornication, that is sex outside of marriage, and incest, but also ethical violations like dishonesty, greed, idolatry, and injustice. The Hebrew term zanah, Z-A-N-A-H, often refers to sexual unfaithfulness or spiritual betrayal, while the Greek term porneia encompasses fornication and other unlawful sexual behaviors. Now, from the Greek word porneia, we get pornography, of course. And we know about pornography, how some people are in bondage over pornography. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, and this is Paul, so I say, let Holy Spirit guide your lives. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. I know the flesh always wants more food, more clothing, things that sparkle, more cars. We always are jumping at the bit to get something new in the physical world. But this is our sinful natural craving. And once we accept Jesus and we begin to learn the Word of God and memorize the Word of God, that Spirit within us, that Spirit given to us, who is a new creation, begins to take control of our flesh. And folks, there comes a time in your life when these physical things aren't important anymore. I'm right there, right now, in my life, a senior citizen, but I find that God's presence is so much better than what I have in the physical. Verse 17 of Galatians 5 says, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. Just what I was talking about. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. The things that the body wants, that the flesh wants, distracts us from what God wants. So we need to have clear passage to God, to Holy Spirit every day. And that's why in the mornings I go to the Word of God. That kind of opens my day to, okay, Lord, this is your day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Verse 18 of Galatians 5 says, but when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. He's saying it's a new law of grace, folks. Grace. It covers your sin. Hallelujah. Verse 19, and when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, that's witchcraft, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division. Ah, there's so many of those things that we have to watch out for. But once we ask God to give us his peace and his wonderful presence, these things kind of melt away. They really do. They melt away. And we can get rid of the envy and the drunkenness and the wild parties and other sins that have plagued us until we have accepted Jesus. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Anyone living for the devil. I've told you before on this program, there are only two choices you have. two choices. You either serve the devil or you serve the kingdom of light. The kingdom of darkness is the kingdom that the devil is in. You serve that or you serve God in the kingdom of light. There's only two choices. Well, there's got to be more. I know the world loves to multiply the genders and, well, there are six genders. No, folks, there are two genders. And we've got to put down the lies and everything that's going on and choose the truth. Verse 22 of Galatians 5 says, but Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, surrounded by his love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Oh, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. They sound good, don't they? They really do. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Oh, so much jealousy. So much jealousy in this world. And I've been there. Just envy what the neighbors have or envy what the people in the church have. Oh, no more. It's too exhausting. It's exhausting. It really is. When you are presented being offended by what someone says about you or by actions that are negative towards you, don't take offense in any way. Now, I said when you are presented being offended, because the devil is there wanting to present this package. Look what he said about you. Look what they did to you, and look how hard you work, and look what they did, and they didn't even turn back and say, excuse me, or I'm sorry. See, the devil presents these scenarios to you. You got to shake it off. Shake it off. Choose your battles, and holding in offense will result in not only spiritual downfall, but a brewing and a broiling of your soul so that your attention is drawn away from wanting to do good to wanting to get even. You're wanting to get even. Oh, if I ever see them again, man, I'm going to just blow all over on them. No, we cannot have that in our personalities. Forgive, my friend. Don't reveal to any other person what a man or woman has done to you. Oh, I remember early in the 80s. Oh, thank goodness the years do a healing in our souls and in our spirits. I remember that John and I, when we came home from being hit so hard and rejected so hard by a church, we did not tell anyone. We did not. Now, I know when they confronted us in front of the church in this other city that the people knew about it. But the people in our community, we did not tell anyone. So don't reveal to any other person what a man or woman has done to you. Leave it to God. Take it to the altar. Don't tell anybody. It's not worth losing your fellowship with our Lord Jesus and the breaking down of your body, which it will do if you hold on to it. Jesus was right when he said, you will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred in Matthew 24. Flee the enemy's open door to more hurt than you can imagine. He goes on to say in Matthew 24, verse 11, and many false prophets will rise up and deceive and lead many into error. And I want to just talk to you again about, I introduced this yesterday, about the gnashing of teeth, the grinding of teeth. Don't allow yourself to do that. And we find that when you gnash your teeth, then you get TMJ, then it destroys your teeth. You've got to get new teeth, new bridges. Oh, praise God. It just gets worse and worse if you don't let it go. In Paradise Lost, John Milton, who wrote this poem, he has a phrase in there. They laid him gnashing for anguish and despite and despite and shame to find himself not matchless. Who was John Milton talking about when he wrote that epic poem, Paradise Lost? I'll tell you, when we had to read this in English Lit class in college, I was lost. I was lost. Paradise Lost is a descriptive picture of the fall of Adam and Eve, of hell, and I found it horrifying. And who does John Milton describe as not matchless? Here, matchless means without equal or unparalleled in power, skill, or status. In Satan's case, it refers to his belief that he was equal to God in might and authority. Oh, guys, he thought he was equal to God. And you can read that in Isaiah 14. The phrase to find himself not matchless thus means to realize he was not as powerful or equal to God as he thought he was. Oh my goodness. This moment is significant because it marks a humiliation for Satan, who has previously believed himself to be a divine being. He was not. He was a created being, folks. It shows that God's power is absolute and beyond human or angelic comparison. It reinforces the theme of paradise lost, that pride and rebellion are doomed when faced with divine authority of God. I wonder what the powerful people of this earth will realize when they face God seated on his throne. They have had everything their way. The George Soroses of this world, billionaires, they've had everything their way. And then all of a sudden, they are standing before God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What is their reaction going to be? Oh, the final outcome will be revealing. And Jesus says at the last of Matthew 24, verse 14, this good news of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Oh, what a marvelous, amazing end we will see. And we need to look forward to that because we read the back of the book, Revelation, and we win. Oh, praise the Lord. It's been so good being with you this week. It's been a joy to me. I get excited every time I get to come to the studio and talk with you for just a little while. I hope you will go to freedomstreet.org and listen to radio programs, download the Bible guide, download the Express, and realize how much Jesus loves you as you read these scriptures and these wonderful articles. God bless you and keep you. And friend, don't take any heat right now. It's really hot. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in